brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. Of course, we have one of the fake terror alerts, an errant plane. The nice men in black uniforms had to evacuate the congressman and order the media around at the Capitol. Turned out, as usual, to be a false alarm. We have Bush with fake hand grenades being thrown at him. We have the British government, obviously, with firecrackers setting them off in front of their embassy in New York last week to scaremonger and fearmonger. We have fake terror drills all over the country going on. I've been talking about that. They passed the Real ID Act last night in the Senate. Has nothing to do with stopping illegal aliens. Actually empowers them. We got Declan McCullough from CNET News coming on to talk about that in the third hour. Ron Paul's coming on tomorrow. He was going to be on today, but the congressman is stuck on some flight or something, I've been told by his chief staffer. We've probably had Ron Paul on 25 times over the years, so we always look forward to having him on to give you the real scoop of what's going on. Bush is to pay for illegal aliens to have health care when American citizens don't get it. It's all paid for if you're an illegal alien. Wall Street Journal, government wants to remote control your air conditioning under new proposal. Real wages fall at fastest rate in 14 years. Financial Times. Spotlight on surveillance. More cities deploy camera surveillance systems with federal grant money. North Korea running around threatening to test a nuke. Suspect claims FBI ordered Saudi torture. Claims, the government admits it. Drug official supports random drug testing of all American school children. U.S. pays for care of illegal aliens. Already mentioned that. I guess they got back into the stack. I want to get into the police machine gunning everything in L.A. a few days ago and why this is so important. And, folks, there's just so much coming up. But let's get all these callers out of the way that have been holding from time immemorial. Michael, where are you calling me from?
Arkansas.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, my Razorback.
I'd like to talk about...
Well, sir, we're not going to do that on my broadcast. I choose, in some cases, what I'll allow to be brought up on this broadcast, and I appreciate your call, sir. Take care. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Brent. Brent, where are you calling from? Go ahead, Brent. You're on the air.
It's Brent in Missouri, Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just wanting to put some information about out there, something I saw on Fox Television Sunday night, and it was about one of the most blatant New World Order plugs I've ever seen.
Oh, really? Tell us about it.
Well, I was channel surfing. You know, on Sunday nights, you don't have too many choices, what with Desperate Housewives and all, but I happened to catch part of the animated series American Dad, I believe it's called. And the main character is supposed to be a CIA agent, and... For whatever reason, I just happened to change the channel, so I'm not up to speed on the whole, you know, the whole story of the episode. But for whatever reason, his daughter comes out with a shaved head. So the dad pulls out a cart with three styrofoam heads on it and with wigs on top of them and says the wigs are modeled after the most influential conservative first ladies to occupy the White House. He points to the first one and says Barbara Bush. Points to the next one and says... the Nancy Reagan, and the points to the third one and says, Maria Shriver, stay tuned.
Oh, it's unending Schwarzenegger promotion. Our ads are about to be running in Sacramento and here in Austin. We're doing that this week, finalizing it. And, no, I mean, they just keep pushing and pushing, and Bush Sr. said, hey, don't bet against Arnold. He's probably going to end up being your president. And they've got the bills introduced to change the Constitution, just like they have bills introduced for the draft, but it's still called a conspiracy theory if you talk about it.
Correct. Yeah, I mean,
it's like Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, even when CNN announces, yes, it's real, and they want world government.
I wanted to tell about it because it was, you know, I've been aware of, I've seen other shows that talk about it, and for me, that was my first experience with it, just that blatant, in your face, bold, right, coming at you, we're coming to get you.
Absolutely, in your face, and it doesn't matter if the majority of Americans don't want open borders or don't want Arnold Schwarzenegger or don't want implantable chips. The mainstream media just keeps saying, accept it, accept it, accept it, we'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I tell you, I am fired up today. I guess because I wasn't here yesterday. I am just rip-roaring to go. We're going to talk to Michael, James, Mark, and Joe. Then I'm going to go back into this huge stack of news. When you talk about police state in your face, it's all there. But to be clear about this broadcast, this is my broadcast. Ted Anderson, who owns this network, never tells me what to do, never censors one scintilla of what I do. And I don't censor other people's websites and what they do. That's their right. If I was to go out like the Italian government did and tell a Brazilian-based, or even if it was an Italian-based, indie media site, you can't put the head of the new Pope, Ratzinger, on the body of a Hitler youth and put it on your website as a joke. That would be wrong. That would be censorship. If I went out and I said, you can't have that website, or you can't stand on the sidewalk with a sandwich board around your neck and say the end is near, or say George Bush is bad, or Bill Clinton's bad. I mean, I will fight to the death for your right to do that. But my broadcast, I choose who I have on as guest. I choose what I'm going to promote. And there's a lot of people out there that I don't even have problems with their material itself. I just have problems with people that want to push themselves and foist themselves on me. And people that are obsessed with division. And if somebody spends about half their time attacking other patriots, I just don't get involved in it. That's a rule I have. It's a rule I've always had. I've broken my rule a few times, and it's never been good. It's a disease in the patriot movement. I mean, you take William F. Jasper from the New America that I'm a big fan of. I have a lot of friends that are in the John Birch Society. My father was involved. He was in the John Birch Society. He was part of the Young Conservatives. The leadership, I forget all the names, but he went around giving anti-communist speeches, when he was 15 years old. My dad wasn't valedictorian. What is it? He was salutatorian or whatever, at high school, and he did real good in college. And, he was involved with grants for big companies building lasers when he was in high school and, burned out his eyes doing it, and just all kinds of stuff. My dad was, Mr. Conservative. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for the John Birch Society. But when William F. Jasper comes out and mixes me in with real 9/11 info, disinfo 9/11 info, and basically attacks me for articles we posted on the website, and uses the Popular Mechanics model, and even says, hey, Popular Mechanics is doing a great job, and then doesn't mention that Benjamin Chertoff, who wrote the article, is cousins with the Homeland Security Director, and that the article's full of all these blaring falsehoods. Frankly, spending all day on that, it doesn't really do anything. That just ends up selling magazines for Popular Mechanics or for the New American. I'm tempted to try to get Mr. Jasper on. I've tried over the years to have him on as a friend, and he won't come on the show, which is fine. That's his right. I'm not going to attack him because he won't come on the show. I guess, he wants to write news articles, not do interviews. But at the same time, that has to be responded to because we're being attacked, quote, on the facts. But if it's, when I'm being attacked on just delusional things, that it's not about Alex Jones. This broadcast is not about Alex Jones, and it's not about a soap opera. It's about news and information. And if I deem, and I rarely do this, but if I deem that something is not in the interest of this broadcast and fighting the NWO, that is an individual or their information, I'm not going to have it on my show. This is my program. I don't tell people what to do with their websites and their radio shows, and I would never do that. This is my broadcast, and if I don't like something, and I deem, and it's very rare, and once or twice a year, that I think it's destructive, I'll have no part of it. And at the same time, it goes back to years and years ago. I learned how to deal with people in the media in general, how to not care when I had stalkers, and I mean mean stalkers that threatened to kill me on a daily basis, that were out front my house, that were putting stuff on my front door, that were doing just... I mean, you've seen those movies about stalkers? Well, folks, they can make a movie about this. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. And I learned that just to not care. I mean, just... And the funny part is that people think the New York Times, when they attack me, or John Ronson, or Vanity Fair, or American Legion, or Front Page Magazine, or any of these people, they think that when they attack me, that it bothers me. And no, that lets me know I'm doing good. That lets me know that I'm affecting change, that I'm getting at the New World Order, that I'm getting something done. And I love it. I mean, quite frankly, it's almost sick, but I like it. That's the funny part about it. But I know it's destructive, so I try to shut it down on the show. I probably shouldn't even have had for an hour and a half, or was like an hour and 45 minutes, that Front Page Magazine guy on a few weeks ago, because it was so mindless. His arguments were so emotional. It just wasted time. In fact, I said I'd go back to calls, but now I've burned through too much time on this. We need to stop focusing so much on ourselves individually and look out at the world and work with people that work with others. And by that, I mean that don't endlessly engage in just ego worship. Individuals that are are really getting things done. And there's a lot of them out there, so I would encourage you to be part of that. So we'll go to Mike and James and Mike and Joe and, oh, there's so many others here in a few minutes. But I've just got to get to all this news. There is just so, I mean, I could talk about this fake grenade thing with Bush or the fake terror alerts all day long, but let's get into this first. U.S. pays for care of illegal aliens. This is out of the New York Times. The Bush administration said yesterday that it would start paying hospitals and doctors for providing emergency care to illegal immigrants. The money, totaling $1 billion, will be available to service providers in border states. And it goes on, members of Congress from border states had sought the money. They said treatment of illegal immigrants imposed a huge financial burden. It's $3 billion a year in California. On many hospitals, which are required to provide emergency care to patients who need it, regardless of their immigration status or ability to pay. And if I already went through this last hour. I mean, if you got insurance, you're a second-class citizen. If you don't have insurance, you're a third-class citizen. You're an illegal alien, front of the line. And it goes for that with housing. The police release was a Houston Chronicle article last year. 400,000 illegal aliens with convictions. Thousands of them murderers, rapists. That was Houston Chronicle. Because it's just an unwritten rule, let them go. Remember the railway killer? He killed and killed and killed, and they kept releasing him? I mean, these people are almost like gods. They've almost got more rights than even our godly police that are first-class citizens. Government wants to remote control your air conditioner under new proposal, still smarting from its disastrous filing. With electricity deregulation 4 years ago, California is pursuing another ambitious energy program that ultimately could set an example or serve as a warning for other states. Three big utilities, Pacific Gas and Electric Co., Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electricity Co., plan to eventually replace millions of conventional electricity and gas meters with as many as 15 million high-tech time-of-use devices at a cost of some $3.6 billion. The whole state overrun was about $9 billion with the power, and that was all an Enron scam with the fake computers. But nobody ever talks about that. Behind the program is the state's perennial need to curb growth energy use and the desire to boost utilities' efficiency. I mean, it's incredible. They're going to put these on all of the meters on the power to your house directly to the air conditioner and will cut it off. Remember, they'd order people, can't have Christmas tree lights, can't do this. I told you, that was just getting you ready for regulated and controlled use. They got plenty of power. They can build more power plants. They got plenty of power plants. They'd rather have a false perceived need of lack of energy, lack of water, lack of oil. I've got the prospectuses written up by the big think tanks a decade ago. Remember, how many years ago did I tell you they're going to say there's no oil, they're going to say there's no water, they're going to say there's no power, they're going to claim all this. The IMF documents came out right after 9/11. Greg Palast got them. Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist, quit and went public. And it says, we go in, we take over, we turn off water for a week to make people think there's no water, then when we triple prices the next week, they'll accept it, but only if we turn it off first, claiming there's no water. See, they jack up oil prices to $3 a gallon, $3.50 in some areas. Then they lower it back down to $2.20 a gallon for 87 octane, and you accept it. It's psychological warfare. The utilities plan to pay for the devices and pass it on to the consumers through higher rates. And it's just like computers already read your meters now in most cities. And it can shut off your power, period, automatically, your gas. Real wages fall at fastest rate in 14 years. And I want to go back before I get to that. Look at this control grid. You'll be swiping your national ID card when you buy food because of the national sales tax. There'll also be a fat tax. Face scanning cameras are everywhere. They'll know how much power you're using, be able to turn it off anytime they want. The highway departments are going to be paid to have automatic electronic cones that come out and block the road, these barrels with wheels, all robotic. We're just a few globalists. Half the military is going to be drone aircraft in 2010. Thousands of drone robots. Everything's going to be controlled by just a few people. Total control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Up today, because when I attempt to cover all the news and properly detail it, there's never enough time. And I want to go to your calls, but I want to get to all this news. There's just so much of it here, and it's all so important. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls, and I'll get back into all this news coming up in the next segment. Mike in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Yes.
That website one of your previous callers talked about, martiallaw911.info, is absolutely one of the most professional, comprehensive pieces of artwork I've ever seen. You got to go to it and just plug it from now on.
Let me ask Scott. Did you get David in Michigan's number? Okay, good. I don't allow myself to have a computer in studio, though I should, because I end up surfing and not focusing. But I think I'm going to break that rule soon and put a computer back in here. But as soon as I'm off air, I'll look at it.
Yeah, this thing is magnificent. This guy put a lot of effort into it. I'm just going to plug it for martiallaw911.info. This is everything. I've always wanted something like this, and now someone came out here and made it. The other thing I want to talk about was I was over at libertythink.com today, and at the very top of their website, they have a list of the Bilderberg attendees.
Yeah, we have that on Prison Planet right now.
Yeah, the 2005 list?
Yes.
It's incredible. You got people from WHO. You got heads of former and current socialist movements. You got the outgoing World Bank president, the incoming World Bank president. You got people from the AEI, including the Prince of Darkness himself, the Hudson Institute. You got the Fords. Ridiculous what's there. This is out of control.
By the Prince of Darkness, you mean Richard Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is you know, I want to do something more than just passing out CDs and whatnot. I was wondering if maybe you need someone you come on to work for you. I don't want any type of compensation. I'm great at analyzing and gathering a tremendous amount of files and data and looking through it. And
a lot of people want to help us, but I don't ever have anybody who works for me who isn't paid.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I think volunteering is good at like big events or on rare occasions, but you heard me tell David that, you know, I'd like to pay him for his work. I don't know if I can. I mean, we had a fella build us searchinfowars.com.
Hmm.
And that's another, we have our own private search engine, our own private webpage. This fella built it. I appreciate him. I mean, stuff like that, if people want to do that and they never tell us about it, they just do it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. One time, you know, things like that are great. But I think you should just be your own leader, start your own website, start your own Access TV show or get your own weekend radio show and get involved yourself, sir. And if you want to help us, you know, on your website, if you want to put a link to us, that's great.
You need help with people just taking.
Yeah, here's the problem. I have to sit there and then tell people what I want them to do.
Yeah.
And then that ends up taking almost. This is the problem that structures have as they get bigger, and I'm still very, very small.
Mm.
Is that you have to find the types that don't have to be told what to do. They understand the vision and they just do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I hired Paul Watson.
Right.
I read a lot of articles he'd written. I saw what he was doing. I knew he was a go-getter. And he basically has the same view as I do, organically from his own understanding. He doesn't copy what I do. There's a big difference. Paul Watson has a similar view. It's a little different, and he has some talents I don't have, and I have some talents he doesn't have. But that's why I hired Paul Watson. And there's other people out there. And if I find others, and I have to watch them over a long period of time. I don't just trust people. There's a lot of vipers out there. If I see they have a good track record, you know, in the future, if we ever got enough capital, I would hire more people. That's our goal, is to be more effective, and I can't do it all.
What about just send it in whatever I get to tips@infowars.com and people read
listen,
that, right?
That's what the listeners do. That's why we have a lot of news that other people don't get.
Okay. Well, I'll get on that. Also, I had a mention, I think, yesterday on your show. I don't know if maybe you said you weren't live yesterday or not, but you made a mention of some of the propaganda we get in our films, like Long Kiss Goodnight. And also that pilot episode with Dean Hoagland. I went back and I watched Long Kiss. I wasn't sure if maybe you got the two episodes mixed. I thought you said they mentioned the 9/11 thing and Long Kiss Goodnight.
No.
Yeah, no, it was
Long Kiss
episode.
Goodnight was made in the mid-90s, and that's where the guy says he's going to blow the building up like the government tried to do in 93. They mentioned the real bombing there. Then I was talking about, separately, months before 9/11, the Lone Gunman episode on Fox.
Yeah, see, I watched that movie last night. I didn't see any mention of the World Trade Center. What they did say, though, was that they were going to, you know, they lost their funding, so they were going to blow a truck up in the town in order to get their funding back.
You may be watching an edited version. I have the Long Kiss Goodnight video.
Okay, well, maybe what I saw was different, but what they did basically was, you know, to do the ply I just said, and they, you know, had their terrorist hat ready on ice, ready to go. So,
all right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
That was another great caller, brought up an important issue, and I get more and more behind, though. I'm going to give each caller about 60, 70 seconds. That's all I can do. And I'll try to limit myself. It's just the stack is really big today, and it's all important. But commenting on Paul Watson, the difference between copying me and being of the same mind is very different. I can say to Paul, Paul, what do you think about this new development? He'll generally already be aware of it. Before he even knows what my view is on it, he will give me the exact same complex analysis that I know only great discernment and intelligence can deploy. All right? So that's why I hired Paul Watson. And it's frankly, look, there'd be more people like Paul if more people spent their time really studying this. You have to immerse yourself in it. And you have to study history then to use that as a template, then with an overlay of this high-tech system we're facing. I mean, really, it's like doing military analysis or being an analyst. And I respect the listeners. I mean, there's so many great emails I get, the great analysis you engage in. So many of the wonderful people out there. I mean, if you want to write analysis on different cases, on different issues, on what's happening, and if Paul or myself think that it's good or think that it doesn't slander or libel someone, a lot of stuff's really good that we get, but it some of it can't be totally proven or can be considered libelous or slanderous, that we don't post it. That's another reason that there's some things that we avoid. We're very careful about our proofing. And that's why these broadcasts take a lot of preparation. I mean, I was up again last night till about 2 o'clock in the morning researching, and then it's very frustrating to try to then articulate all that research here on air. That's why I just encourage you to get into research. It's fun. It's exciting. History is, and reality, as they say, is a lot stranger than the weirdest fiction novel. And it's also exciting to be involved. And this is not a broadcast that's going to be walked on. We're not going to be walked on by anybody. People aren't going to tell us what to do. We're not afraid of the government. We're not afraid of slime balls. And when my slime detector goes off of the chart, man, I just stay away from people. And then I keep them away from this broadcast. And the more I think about it, should I even try to get Benjamin Chertoff? I mean, I tried to get him on the show, but he won't do it. The more I think about it, good. You know, why have the Homeland Security Director's cousin on who wrote that hit piece in Popular Mechanics? They're being destroyed. They're being dismantled. They're being exposed. Why should I have, I don't know, I might have Jasper on. I don't think Jasper at the New American's bad. I just think that he doesn't have all the facts. So maybe I'll have him on. I mean, we'll try to heal the rift between some of the leadership of the John Birch Society and even some of their own members. You know, I found out last night that William F. Jasper called a prominent member yesterday of the JBS here in Austin, Texas, asking questions about me. Well, I mean, Mr. Jasper, you don't have to do that. You can call up and ask Alex Jones those questions. See, I'm not afraid. You know, I went on NPR a few months ago, and they gave Mr. Chertoff, who wouldn't debate me on air, 14 minutes. They gave me 3 minutes with the host talking over me the whole time, and then gave themselves 5 more minutes to attack me. But it doesn't matter. You listen to that interview, I defeated them. Because everything I said was basically sound bites that couldn't be taken out of context. I'll go into the enemy's den. But you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. I have decent discernment, and I can tell when stuff is a COINTELPRO operation. I can tell when it's a Homeland Security operation. I can tell when it's a Vanity Fair ego operation, pun intended. I can tell. And I learn more and more every day. I mean, I make mistakes. But it's about the information, my friends. That's what we should be concerned with. All of you should stop looking for leaders and look in the mirror. You know, I get emails every day asking for help. I mean, literally hundreds of them, hundreds of calls. And it's they're taking my farm, they're taking my ranch, they're taking my children. I barely have time to listen to the messages. I barely have time to read the sticky pad messages. I'm overwhelmed. And then people get mad. Well, why aren't you calling me back? Why aren't you helping me? Or and sometimes they get really vicious. You know, why aren't you interviewing me? Well, I'm sorry, I can't. Well, then, oh, you're bad. Well, I'll never forget an email I got. Alex, I've been emailing you, and you haven't emailed me back, but I emailed Jeb Bush, and he emailed me back personally. And I emailed the person back, this is years ago, and I said, listen, that's an autoresponder, that's his staff. No, the governor emailed me back. See? I mean, I can't please everybody. I can't do it all. I can't be your leader. I don't want to be your leader. I don't want to get up here and announce on air that I'm the founder of the 9/11 Truth Movement or that I came up with the idea to throw the Patriot Act out at the city level. But because it's true and then others claim that mantle and then claim the authority because of that crown they put on their head, which is no crown at all, that I have to respond and go, well, that's not true. And I guess this is just part of the process. I mean, when you've been doing this for a decade and when you are, frankly, the most prominent person in the Patriot Movement or the Truth Movement, it's something that people demand of you. You know, a lot of it's like being an old gunslinger who's the fastest, you know, draw in the West, to use that parallel or analogy. And every young buck wants to have a fight with you. And if you had a fight with every young buck that wanted to challenge you, to make their bones on you, to count coup on you, then you wouldn't ever be about your business. Oh, we'll go to your calls, but I'm actually get tired looking at this stack. I mean, again, I can't do justice to any of this. I mean, it would take hours to cover each one of these articles. The government wants to remote control your air conditioner and decide when you can have air conditioner. I mean, this is the Soviet Union, folks. Bush and his fake hand grenade, you know, so he can be our savior. And, oh, look how brave he is. Real wages fall at fastest rate in 14 years. And they tell you, well, actually, they're calculating in inflation. Wages actually went up. But that's how they manipulate the index. Those are false numbers. They'll claim that employment's at an all-time high, but they don't count people that go off the unemployment rolls. They're using cooked numbers. But the Financial Times has done an analysis, and this is happening across the Western world. Real wages in the U.S. are falling at their fastest rate in 14 years, according to data surveyed by the Financial Times. Inflation rose 3.1% in the year to March. That rose above what it was already at. But salaries climbed just 2.4%, according to the Employment Cost Index. And by the way, those employment cost indexes, I've looked at those and talked to economists, they only count things like milk and eggs. They don't count key things like fuel or housing or just education, a whole gaggle of indices. And, I mean, do you need to look at statistics to know stuff's more expensive? It's unbelievable. My phone bills, my power bills, my water bill, the taxes on cell phones. I mean, I've given all my employees a raise, even though we are taking in less money than we ever have, even though the listenership doubles every year. The economy is falling apart. It is imploding. I know people with 2-3 degrees who've got 2-3 jobs who don't even get to see their children. Mommy and daddy are both working to live in that middle-class house and to have that nice car because they think they have to have it. It'd be better to live in a shack and spend time with your children. It's unbelievable. We're competing against the millions of prisoners, the millions of illegal aliens. We're competing against millions of people at slave wages in China and India. Mexico's factories are shutting down in droves to move to China. They can't even compete now. It makes my head spin. Public and private and federal debt are at all-time levels. But the neocons in the news keeps telling us how good the economy is. Every time I hear Rush Limbaugh, he says it's great and gives you some cooked numbers. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And they talk about, oh, this big, even after last month's bumper gain in employment, there are 22,000 fewer private sector jobs than when the recession began in March of 2001. Yeah, we're now into a four-year recovery. It's not a recovery. And again, they're counting people that have two jobs as if, and then they compare that to the population of working Americans. It's false numbers. It's unbelievable. All right, continuing here. I mean, you look at the big radio networks, Clear Channel, all of them. Their listenerships are at all-time highs, but their revenue is at all-time lows. Why is that? Because people just don't have money. It's unbelievable. We know the real economic numbers, and it is bad. And meanwhile, the government's got plenty of money to pay for all the illegal aliens' tuition and for their health care and everything else. Spotlight on surveillance is from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. More cities deployed camera surveillance systems with federal grant money. President Bush has proposed $2.57 trillion federal budget, and that's on budget. The other money, $600 billion plus, for fiscal year 2006, greatly increases the amount of money spent on surveillance technology and programs while cutting about 150 programs, most of them from the Department of Education. EPIC Spotlight on Surveillance Project scrutinizes these surveillance programs. And that's smoke and mirrors. Department of Education had its funding doubled in 2005 and 2004, and then they're just cutting a few small programs in Department of Education. So they're cutting the massive increase. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has requested more than $2 billion in financial grants to state and local governments. $2 billion for Homeland Security needs. Includes face scanning cameras, microphones, tilt, zoom, rotate capabilities, wireless technologies. And Chicago has 2,250 cameras in its Homeland Security grid. See, they call it a grid. I coined the term the Cashless Society Control Grid. It goes on. I just can't even. Chicago will have a 900-mile fiber optic grid with cameras and microphones and speakers that announce daily Homeland Security announcements. And they're going to take over the FEMA billboards. And it ties into the Amber Alert system to take over radio and TV for anti-gun announcements. It's already happening. And remember, today is Ozone Action Day. Don't drive your car. North Korea is taking the preparatory steps towards nuclear test. Officials are now saying major escalation there. Drug official supports random drug testing. This is out of the Pitt News. Last year, the number of drug violations arrested in Pennsylvania climbed to 775, the highest rate in 2001. Since 2001, while the Drug Enforcement Administration seized more than a ton of marijuana in the state. And now the federal and state officials want to start forcibly testing every child in the state, and other federal programs are doing it nationwide. Got a thumb scan to get your school lunches. Got to be drug tested. Then they're going to have forced psychological testing with the New Freedom Initiative, written by the drug companies to try to force you on drugs, more deadly than illegal drugs. There's your freedom. Now, I wanted to spend some time on this. Folks, I'm like a third way through the stack, okay? And we got calls and your guests coming up. Two hurt in deputies' crossfire. Oh, boy. Again, how do I properly get into this? Remember 4 years ago, there was that big fire in L.A. and several houses caught on fire, one burned to the ground. The TV video images from helicopters were two black six-wheeled armored vehicles opening fire with M60 machine guns mounted into the homes. A retired cop who lived in a multi-million-dollar house, wonder how, was in trouble for drugs and other things. And the inside info I got was he was going to blow the whistle on drug dealing by the sheriff's department. So a hit squad went out there, and the SWAT team was so bloodthirsty that they fired into over a dozen homes, catching two of them on fire, including the house that the cop was in. Two deputies were shot, one died, another was injured. I mean, just insane raking of 12 homes. They knew the house he was in. They were just so insane on such a just maniac streak that they went crazy. And we posted the up-close L.A. Times photos. Their reporter deserves an award. He got right up close and was taking pictures. So they were going so crazy that sheriff deputies and others showed up, because it was in the county, and they shot their own officers. Midland, Texas, 3 years ago, and again, I see these cases every week. They don't normally get a lot of attention. They go to the house. The guy's wife's divorcing him. He throws a fit. He is throwing her stuff out onto the front lawn and starts burning one of her chest drawers. He's throwing a fit, going, you know, crazy. I believe the news. I'm going from memory. We played the newscast here years ago. I believe he was on Prozac or something. But the point is, he's blowing up. He's screaming. He was an antique firearms enthusiast. That's all he owned was some old black powder guns in a safe. Didn't have them out. He runs in the house. Didn't threaten anybody. The SWAT teams get on both sides of the house, going two different doors, open fire to the room he's in, shoot and kill one cop, injure another. They plant a gun on him. We have the audio from the SWAT vehicle that aired on the news. I think that's still on the computer. We ought to try to find that. Or type in Midland SWAT raid audio, Scott. I bet we can find that and play it sometime in the next hour. And it's unbelievable. And they shoot their own officers, kill one, injure another. And then they try to plant it on him. Well, the good SWAT team member went public and said, no, it's a fraud, and some cops got in trouble. The point is, we've had the Austin police do the same thing. They shoot one of their officers and they plant a gun on you. It's just really sad. They had a school drill up in Fort Worth a few years ago, killed cop of the year, shot him in the head. Live ammo during a drill. Shot a kid in the face in a drill up in Detroit a few years ago. That's all in Road to Tyranny. But this newest one, the SUV just drives off. No gun, no threat. It's driving off. They go crazy and fire. Now it's over 200 shots. It says 120, over 200. We know over 120. Different articles say different things. Two hurt and deputies crossfire. At least five Compton homes are lit with bullet holes as officers fire 120 rounds at unarmed SUV. And they shot two cops. Now that's the only reason somebody's going to get in trouble. I see articles in L.A. where this happens every week, but normally it's a minor footnote. Now somebody's going to get in trouble. And I've looked at the statistics. Cops' number one cause of death is being hit by cars. But notice they're not worried about that. They're out there standing there with their hind end sticking out on the major highways as you drive by. Everybody has to get over in the other lane as a courtesy. And I see these cops with their hind ends sticking out in the road. It's crazy. I care about you. Why are you doing that? Out there to raise some stupid money the government's got plenty of. So that's the number one cause. The second cause is other cops. Now, that's your own federal numbers. And I know it's not advertised. You probably don't know about it. But this militarized police stuff is getting you killed. And it's getting us killed. And when you pull a gun on somebody because you're all hot to trot and you blow their head off, you don't get in trouble. But when you kill your own officers, you do. And you should get in trouble, period. And I got another one here where they tasered a pregnant woman because she argued with them. She didn't physically argue. She refused to sign the ticket, and they tasered the pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant. It's like the guy who's strapped down and won't give a urine sample, so they taser him to make him urinate. We got cops being trained to choke people, and they peaceably sit in a soccer field protesting. It's open torture. So they've militarized them. They've turned us against us. And it's like attack dogs, when they're busy taking down a wild hog, they'll go ahead and bite each other like sharks in a feeding frenzy. Stop it. Don't give yourselves over to the New World Order and the dark side. Wake up. We'll come back and just jam these calls in rapid fire on the other side of this break. We'll hold Declan McCullough until about 10 after so we can take more calls into the second, third hour. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'll sum it up for you. Well, two things for you. Globalism grew the American technology, industry, and economy to the point where they can remotely manipulate everything they need. And when they've finally got what they need, they suck the life out of their host organism, us.
Well, that's the analogy I've used.
Yeah. Well, the second thing is, you know how Gloria Steinem was a CIA op to create Ms. Magazine and break up families.
Timothy Leary. Yeah. Now admit it. I mean, she even wrote about it in her own book, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Planned Parenthood is a government-paid population reduction program. We've got guests on your show saying that major media is a CIA branch. I know a few weeks ago you had a father ask you about counterculture for his teenagers. You did a magnificent job. I'm wondering, would you be able to have a day devoted to reclaiming what we have lost? Our families, our community, our morality, and our God.
No, that'd be a good program, and to talk about it with the callers and go over it. It'd be a good CD to give the young people, because, I mean, this whole counterculture thing, rebel against your parents, dress and act like an idiot, that's just so you get caught in their snare and end up in one of their prison camps.
Well, I think you're right that we need some good news, and if you could have maybe Pastor Butch on your show and help out with the morality side and how do we firm up our families and our communities, I'm all ears.
It's a great idea. We should do an entire broadcast on that. Thank you for the call. Look, I mean, they know you owe allegiance to your family, folks, over any other group or individual. And so they got to destroy that. And, I mean, we got their own policy reports, their own books, their own... I mean, I got textbooks that they use as their primary source for social workers that are used for the last 30 years. And it says the family's bad, we're going to break it up. And that's what they're doing. They've done a great job. Then things fall apart, the government's got to come in to arrest everybody to fix the problem. Just real fast, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State's out. On VHS and DVD, it's my best film. Watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That and 11 other films I've done. Or simply call toll-free to get a hard copy, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Don't wait. This is my best work. You need to have it. Tom in Florida. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. As the Bilderbergers meet in Germany in secret, complete with military guards who ostensibly decide our future, I'd like to share with you a civics lesson in the form of a couple of very short quotes from the time of our forefathers. In 1794, Alexander Hamilton, that anti-democratic federalist supporter of strong central government, private central banking, and government by secret society, said of the local open democratic societies that people had a habit of belonging to in their local areas in those days, "Those horrible sinks of treason, those hateful synagogues of anarchy, those odious conclaves of tumult, those frightened cathedrals of discord, those poisonous gardens of conspiracy, and those hellish schools of rebellion in opposition to all regular authority. Here then is the source from whence all your sedition flows. Until those venomous, gaudy institutions are destroyed and the individuals who compose them experience a decapitation, whining complaint and trumpeting will never cease to cloud the prospect of their superiors." And then also in 1794, those anti-federalists said that these secret societies were instituted by crafty and cunning members primarily to sow the seeds of jealousy and distrust amongst the people of the government by destroying all confidence in the administration of it, is not new to anyone who, having been attentive to their maneuvers, we gave it early, opinion to the confidential characters around us that if these societies were not counteracted, they would shake the government to its very foundation, unquote.
Yeah, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. We'll be right back with the third hour.